Generally speaking, claims are getting a lot larger. The amount of fees that is at stake right now is more than ever. That has attracted a very sophisticated and robust analysis of the bills. Just in my career, I've seen the advent of fee audits. It's easier than ever to audit fees the way that the billing software works and this, that, and the other. The audits have led to this concept of task-based billing, which is very prevalent with ABA codes and keeping track of your time in terms of the tasks that you are performing. And what makes this topic very interesting is that it generates lots of case law. I mean, it's literally impossible to keep up with the case law. The case just came out called out of the 14th Court in Houston, FinServ versus Transamerica had a huge, came out on Westlaw. It's, anyway, came out last month. Anytime you have a federal court case with a fee application, the odds are that it's going to be decided in a reasoned memorandum opinion that is almost certain to be picked up by Westlaw or Lexis. And as a result, there is just a lot of case law that's out there, which adds to the sophistication in terms of analyzing fee bills. In my career, I put tenths of an hour replaces quarter hours. I remember when we first started off, we thought it was a really, you know, it was obviously a really big client and a really good case if you got to bill by the quarter hours as opposed to the tenth of an hour. Right now, tenths of an hour is pretty much standard.